Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorei Ram Golder and today Maseches Kedushin Daf Dal, the first Parakei Shenignes. The Zichu Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's Kedushin money, V'yatzachinim and Kasev, and her earnings, V'kiyim Kor Ish as Bitol Amma. Here the Gemara explains why both thrushes are necessary. If the Torah only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's Kedusha money, I might have said that this is because she did not expend effort for the money, but her earnings for which she expended effort, I would say that they are hers. And if the Torah only taught that the father keeps her earnings, one might have said that the reason is because she's been sustained by him, but Kedusha money which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both drushas were required. Point number two is taught in a braisa. The pasuk says v'yatzachinam, and she shall go out for free. El yamei bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given. El yamei na'aros. This refers to the days of na'aros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks why both drushas are needed since bagrus is after na'aros. Rabbi answers bazev v'limid al zeh. This additional phrase came and taught about this other phrase, meaning if only one phrase was written, only the smaller chiddush, the freedom of a bagrus, can be derived. The additional phrase clarifies that the other phrase includes even na'aros. Another application is found regarding the phrases toshav and sachir, teaching that a Jewish servant of a kohen cannot eat truma even if he's permanently owned, meaning a nirza. Abai objects that they're not analogous. The two cases of Jewish servants concern different people, permanent and temporary residents, whereas the two cases of maidservants concern the same person. Since she goes free at Na'aros, it's impossible for her to leave at Bagrus. Instead, Marba Ravashi eventually explains that the pasuk is teaching about an Ilanis who never attains Na'aros and proceeds directly to Bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at Bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at Na'aros can be sold initially. And point number three is taught in a brace that money can affect kedushin based on a pasuk, as quote on Dab base, ki yikach ish isha, when a man shall take a woman, en kicha el bekesev. And this taking only means with money, as the pasuk says, nasati kesev asada kach mimeni. I've given the money of the field, take it from me. Since the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis had quoted another source, the Yatzachinim and Kasev, the Gemara explains why both are necessary. Had the Torah only written Ki Yikach, one would think that a Na'aru who accepts Kedusha money may keep it. Therefore, the Torah wrote the Yatzachinim and Kasev to teach that the money belongs to the other master, namely the father. Had the Torah only written this pasuk, one might think that where she gives money to him and is mekadesh him, the kedushin is valid. Therefore, the Torah wrote ki yikach v'lo ki sikach, and he shall take, and not, and she shall take. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kedushin money, v'yatzachinim en kasev, and her earnings, ki yim kor ish as bitol ama. Here, the Gemara explains why both thrushes are necessary. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's kedusha money, I might have said that this is because she did not expend effort for the money, but her earnings for which she expended effort, I would say that they are hers. And if the Torah had only taught that the father keeps her earnings, one might have said that the reason is because she's been sustained by him, but kedusha money which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both drushas were required. Point number two is taught in a braisa. The pasuk says v'yatzachinam, and she shall go out for free. El yamei bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given. El yamei na'aros. This refers to the days of na'aros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks why both drushas are needed since bagrus is after na'aros. Rabbi answers bazev v'limid al zeh. This additional phrase came and taught about this other phrase, meaning if only one phrase was written, only the smaller chiddush, the freedom of a bagrus, can be derived. The additional phrase clarifies that the other phrase includes even na'aros. Another application is found regarding the phrases toshav and sachir, teaching that a Jewish servant of a kohen cannot eat truma even if he's permanently owned, meaning a nirza. Abai objects that they're not analogous. The two cases of Jewish servants concern different people, permanent and temporary residents, whereas the two cases of maidservants concern the same person. Since she goes free at Na'aros, it's impossible for her to leave at Bagrus. Instead, Marba Ravashi eventually explains that the pasuk is teaching about an Ilanis who never attains Na'aros and proceeds directly to Bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at Bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at Na'aros can be sold initially. And point number three is taught in a brace that money can affect kedushin based on a pasuk, as quote on Dab base, ki yikach ish isha, when a man shall take a woman, en kicha el bekesev. And this taking only means with money, as the pasuk says, nasati kesev asada kach mimeni. I've given the money of the field, take it from me. Since the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis had quoted another source, the Yatzachinim Ein Kasev, the Gemara explains why both are necessary. Had the Torah only written Ki Yikach, one would think that a Na'aru who accepts Kedusha money may keep it. Therefore, the Torah wrote the Yatzachinim Ein Kasev to teach that the money belongs to the other master, namely the father. Had the Torah only written this pasuk, one might think that where she gives money to him and is mekadesh him, the kedushin is valid. Therefore, the Torah wrote ki yikach v'lo ki sikach, and he shall take, and not, and she shall take. All right, so now we go to our siman daf dalet. Our standard siman is a door, a delet, a door. So here goes. The father who walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings placed under two different psukim. Past a freed Nara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandis, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin. So once again, it's a motion. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors, that must be more in daf dala, dala, doors. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings placed under two different psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the need for separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kesef kedushin and earnings. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's kedushin money, I might say this because she didn't expend effort for the money, but her earnings, which she expended effort for, I would say they're hers. And if the Torah had only taught the father keeps her earnings, one might say the reason is because she's being sustained by him, but kedushin money, which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both were required. So the father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, past a freed Na'ar maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandis, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, the pasuk says, V'yatzachina, and she shall go out for free, Elyam may bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given, Elyam may na'aros. This refers to the days of na'aros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks, why both rushes are needed since bagrus is after na'aros? Marbar Ravashi explains that the pasuk is teaching about an Islandis who never attains na'aros and proceeds directly to bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at na'aros can be sold initially. So the father who walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedusha money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, passed a freed Na'ara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandis, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the necessity for two sources of kedushin with money, ki yikach ish isha and v'yatzachinam in kasef. So once again, the father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, past a freed Na'ara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandis, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Daf pei tes, and the siman daf pei tes is a cholin pot. So here goes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with the green cholin pot, that must mean we're in daf pei tes. The witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with the green cholin pot, which reminds the Gemara discusses various rumors of marriage or if a woman had relations, what is the din? So the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green cholin pot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a rumor which is accompanied by an amasla, a mitigating factor, may be disregarded. An example would be rumors that a man threw money or a shtar for kedushin towards a woman, and it's unknown if it reached closer to her. Rabbi Yochanan holds the amasla must accompany the original rumor, disagreeing with Rabbi Barchan, who said that an amasla is effective even if it surfaces 10 days after the rumor. Later, Rav Zvid said, where there's a basis for a mitigating factor, we consider the mitigating factor even if it was not reported, and we disregard the rumor. So, the witnesses who testified that they heard a rumor that a certain unmarried woman was mekudeshes with a green cholin pot, but then provided an amasla that it was rumored that the man threw it and it landed closer to him, shared that they saw a woman rumored to have accepted kedushin from one man actually accept kedushin with a green cholin pot from a second man, which reminds us that Shmuel was asked if a rumor circulated that a woman accepted kedushin from one man and another man came and married her with a biblical kedushin, what is the halacha? He responded, Teitzei, she must leave the second husband until she receives a get from the first, and you should determine the truth of the rumor and notify me of your conclusion. The Gemara explains what he meant. Dav Tzadi. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi is a tzedakah box. So here goes. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, that must mean we're in Dav Tzadi. The man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, which reminds us of Malchus on what grounds one may divorce his wife. Beis Shammai says, "Well, Yigarsh Adam as Ishto, a man may not divorce his wife, Elaim ken matzba dvar erva, unless he found in her a matter of adultery." Beis Hillel says, "Afil hikdicha tavshilo, even if she merely burned his dish." Rabbi Kiva says, "Afil matza acheres nahe hamena, even if he merely found another woman more attractive than she." So the man divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box, and ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery, which reminds us the man who marries a divorcee who was divorced because of adultery is called an isha acher in the pasuk, a different man, because this first husband removed a wicked woman from his house where he divorced because of adultery, and the second husband brought a wicked woman into his house. So the man who divorced his wife because she burned his dinner while she was putting money in the green tzedakah box and ended up marrying a wicked woman who was divorced from her first marriage because of adultery didn't notice that the painting on the Mizbech in his dining room depicted the Mizbech shedding tears over the divorce of his first wife, which reminds me, Gemara teaches anyone who divorces his first wife, afil Mizbech morido lav dmaos, even the Mizbech sheds tears on his account. Daf Beis. So the Simur Daf Beis is a bias. So here goes. In front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, that must be more Daf Beis, bias. In front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, which reminds us, the opening mission discusses the methods through which a woman becomes acquired and acquires herself. She's acquired through Kesef Shtar and Bia. So in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah uses the expression Ha'isha Niknes, a woman is acquired, whereas the first Mishnah, the second Perek says, Ish Mekadesh, a man marries, and answers, Mishum the Kabbalah Misnei Kes, because it wants to mention money as a Kedushin method. That money can affect Kedushin can be derived from a Gezer Shava of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, the words Kicha Kicha learned from the field of Ephron. Regarding Kedushin, it says, Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a wife. And regarding purchasing Ephraim's field, Avram said, Nasati kesev asada kach mimeni, I have given the money of the field, take it from me. The Gemara then demonstrates that kicha, taking, is referred to as a kinyan, acquiring. So, in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, where a young man was walking on his way, looking for a wife. And his lost object, which reminds us, the Gemara brings two explanations for why the Mishnah wanted to use the word derech in the Mishnah. The second one being that the Tanna is Rabbi Shimon, who explained why the Torah describes marriage with ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, and not ki yisul akach isha leish, when a woman shall be taken by a man, b'fnei shadarch shal ish l'chazer al isha, because it's the way of a man to pursue a woman for marriage, bein darch shal ish l'chazer al ish, but it's not the way of a woman to pursue a man. Mashal adam sha'avdu l'aveda, this is analogous to a man who lost an item, mi chozer al mi, who searches after whom? So the owner of the lost item searches after his item, therefore a man searches for a woman who was created from his bone. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel. Camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, gamal. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh is called by doing chalifin, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude, according to Rav Huna, chalifin, as a form of Kedushin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect Kedushin is, chalifin is now b'pachas m'shava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. V'isha b'pachas m'shava pruta m'kanya nafsha. And a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be dumb meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect Kedushin, even if he gives an item of higher value. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to mekadesh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara is how we know that a father gets to keep his daughter's kedushin money. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes an ara, v'yotza chinam ein kasef, and she shall go out for free, there is no money given. This implies ein kesef adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef adon acher, but there is money given to another master, and who's that? The father. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be mekadesh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings, which reminds us, Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father, based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor ish es bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama ma'asa yadeh l'rabba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master, abbas nami ma'asa yadeh l'avia, so too regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the reasons why we need the pasuk to teach that even a Bulgarian maidservant goes free, such as in the case of a 20-year-old Islandese Bulgarian who never goes through the Nahr stage? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 2. Which of the reasons the three ways that a woman is acquired with Kesef Shtar Ubiya? That's on Duff. Bays. Good. Number 3. Which of the reasons the source that a father receives his daughter's Kedushin money? That's on Duff. Gimel. Good number four. Which of the going to get forced by Basin and Bavel is good, since they're doing the shlichus of those with smicha in Eretz Yisrael? That's on Dav. Peches and Gittin. Good number five. Which of the going according to Rav Huna, the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude chalifin as a method for kedushin? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good number six. Which of the going why we need two sources of a kedushin with money? Ki yikach ish isha and biyatzachinim in kasif. That's on Dav. Good number seven, which the figure for the pasuk, that just as a maidservant's earnings belong to a master, so to a daughter's earnings belong to her father. That's on Dav. Gimel. Good number eight, which the figure the man who marries a divorcee who is divorced because of adultery is called an ish acher, a different man. That's on Dav. Tzadi. Good number nine, which the figure that money can affect kedushin from the gezer shava of kicha kicha miste Ephron. That's on Dav. Base. Good. Number 10. Which other and why we need separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kedushin and earnings. That's on Dav. Dalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.